How much time and money are your emails costing you? Checking an average of 121 emails daily costs us time, but the emotional impact can be even more costly. Email anxiety is real, and in this episode, we're going to give you our unconventional solutions to email management so that you can break free from the stress and regain control of your inbox. Welcome back to Bootstrappers, the podcast that helps entrepreneurs scale their businesses fast with the power of remote teams. I'm Gwen Aspen with my business partner and spouse, Jeremy Aspen, and at Anaquim, we help hundreds of businesses grow with remote professionals. So I have a confession to make. You're going to be super surprised by this. I have an issue with my email. My email's really behind.
Shocking.
And I can't get better at my email, Jeremy. I just can't. I was actually looking at, you know, I'm a journal writer, as you would know, and I was looking at old journals the other day, and I was stressed out about email like 4 years ago, and I've made legitimately zero progress. In fact, I've probably gotten worse, even though I have an amazing executive assistant who could help me with it, but I don't like let it go enough, and anyway, it's just a consistent issue.
I'm not of the belief that, first of all, let me start this off with, my email is awesome.
Except that you just don't respond to people sometimes.
No, I respond all the time. I do. I don't say thank you. Like, there's a couple of rules that aren't on the notes, that I'd written, but you know, that is one of the rules. Like, some people have this tendency to send, there's a couple of tricks, and one of them is don't send thank yous. And don't say thank you for thank yous. And that's one of the ones that like takes care of like 6% of emails.
And I know we've done shows before on like the blocking and tackling of email, but mine is not that I don't know the tricks or the methodology. It's actually more of an issue with procrastination. And procrastination is not a time management issue or an issue of lacking organizational skills. I'm actually highly organized as an individual. Like, I live my life in a very organized way. It's a problem with your coping with negative feelings is why I struggle with email. It's not organization. It's that there's like an email that I haven't gotten back to someone, or I don't know exactly what to say, and so I avoid that email and procrastinate on it, and then I have like enough of those emails that my email gets out of control. So it's really more of an emotional management issue rather than an organizational or like, oh, you just need to use this email hack. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I'm of a little bit different school of thought on email. I mean, I've got it down. I'm always a little bit befuddled by email issues, but I took a course, 20 years ago in corporate America, and they told us exactly what to do, and I just do that. We could do a whole different episode on those kind of tips.
Which we have.
Yeah.
But procrastination, I mean, do you procrastinate on anything? Do you struggle with procrastination?
I have ADD.
Or getting things done?
I am a procrastinator.
So do you struggle with the, like, having a negative feeling and then just moving on or pretending it doesn't happen, moving on to something else to avoid your feelings about a specific thing?
No, I don't think so. Not with the feelings thing. But the thing is, like, I have these mnemonic devices, which is whenever I have to do something, I am most likely going to do it under the gun. So I just make sure I know that it's due in a certain amount of time. And that pressure, like the ADD brain, makes me do it. And so there's just some other things that I do. But the emotional part, I don't think I avoid emotional myself, but you do. You do.
So, I mean, I'm still working on this, but because I saw that journal entry and I'm like, in 4 years, I've improved literally not at all in my email. And so then I was like thinking about this, like I'm very good at improving things that bother me about my life. I mean, it's one of the core things that make me who I am. I like see an issue and I work towards a solution. But procrastination on certain business things, including email, is one of them. And it's not like a don't do email.
You
email,
do email all the time.
Email is like sifficious going,
going
up the mountain or rolling the boulder up the mountain. Like I do email and then the boulder rolls back down. And then I do email and the boulder rolls back down. It's just like this never ending cycle of pain.
It's like, it's a treadmill. It's like a hedonic treadmill.
And I did a, I did some research and the average professional gets 121 emails a day. So even if you're not procrastinating on your email, if you have a few emails that you're procrastinating on, like specific issues or people, you're like, oh, I should have gotten back to them. Now I haven't gotten back to them. Now I'm embarrassed that I haven't gotten back to them. Now I'm really never going to get back to them.
Oh, Jesus.
That's like what happens to me. I don't know if anyone could relate to that.
Oh, I think most everybody can relate like into that kind of an environment in their workspace. But, you know, the good thing is there are things you can do about it. And email is a distraction. Email is just another version of distraction. It's a pretty impure way of working. Like, I think a lot of people get the impression that doing their email is work. Now, it takes work to get email done, but there's really nothing valuable that comes from, you know, sending an email or you know, deleting it or deciding not to do it. Deep work comes from having the time to actually do work without having all those goddamn notifications pop up all the time distracting you. So with email, the tool, it is a tool. It's a tool that's necessary, especially for communication with outside of the company. But the feeling of like that pressure, like this is, people get, that boulder gets so far up the mountain that it looks like so promising, like they're almost there, and then they'll get rid of all that email that they've got, only to find out that they're coming back to another mess because they haven't changed anything structurally about the way that they work.
It is true. Like we have an employee and he, so I like zero. My goal would be to have zero emails in my inbox, like a zero inbox person. But I usually have about 100 emails in my inbox. He has like 5,000 emails in his inbox. And it was a goal of his to get rid of his emails. And he did a really good job. He got rid of thousands of emails. And now he's back at the 5,000. So I know this is an issue many people have. So here's the thing that's really, that I'm going to try to do. Because this is, it's just that underlying stress that I always have about my email. That's like always in the back of my mind all the time, just causing anxiety. I need to be very curious when I'm avoiding a specific email to be wondering, what is the feeling that this email elicits? And like name the feeling and like literally say, where do I feel in my body? And like use it as a as a therapeutic tool to overcome these specific email procrastination. That it's not email in general. It's like specific emails that I get caught up on that I don't respond to that make my email inbox fill up. Does that even make sense?
I don't get it. But I do think that most people get it. But I mean, if I log into my email right now, I've got 5 or 6 emails. And most of those just are emails that aren't done yet. But I do a lot of the right things. Here's one thing that I think, when you believe that waiting to respond to an email, like that there might be a 50% chance that by the time you actually get to it, the work is already done, you have a problem. Because I think that's very common that people will go through their inbox and, you know, they won't be able to get to it. And they've got all these other emails that come in. And then, you know, by the time they finally decide that the time is what they need and they sit down and knock out 5,000 emails, you know, they get to the ones that are a week old, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days old and say, they're not going to do that one because it might have already been gotten taken care of. Well, that highlights that, one, you've wasted somebody's time, and two, the environment of your company is such that you don't really, they didn't really need you. or they made a bad decision. Like, nothing good comes out of, oh, it might already have been resolved because they shouldn't have ever reached out to you.
No, okay, so that's not an example of one that I would leave in my inbox. An example of one that I would leave in my inbox that causes me stress is that I have a friend who I freaking adore, think the world of, and they wrote me an email saying, hey, would you like to invest in my company? And I'm like we're doing a fund and we want investors.
I'm curious who that is, but okay, yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but...
No, but...
yeah. And so then crafting the kind email back is like takes too much brain space and I have too much else going on. And so that lives in my email inbox. But then the problem with that specific email is that every time I see it, it causes anxiety. And it would be way faster if I just dealt with it right away and just crafted the damn email back. That would have been helpful. But that's a perfect example of an email that just like lives in my inbox. Something that's like a little bit sensitive. Someone was a little vulnerable when they sent it to me. Friendship kind of on the line. Has to be like handled well. And it just lives in my email. Now they asked me like a week ago and I haven't got back. Now I'm a total asshole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So those are the things that like really cause me stress, but that's what causes my entire body stress is that kind of thing. So that's what I'm kind of working on tackling right now. Another example of an email that I would keep in my inbox would be like someone sent me like a McKinsey like property, like some kind of report that is super hard to get from one of those fancy consulting agencies specifically about property management and the property management industry. And it has all this information in it that would be helpful for content creation. And I don't have time to read it. Like I haven't had time to go through it. So I'll have 20 emails at any given time that are like, ooh, I really want to read this at some point. I really want to get to this. It's going to make a difference in something, but I just haven't gotten to it. Like, for instance, I also had a voice coach talk to me and then she made a video about when my voice sounds more confident when it doesn't. And it will take me 30 minutes to go through that video. And so I haven't listened to that video or watched the video. And so it just sits in the inbox. So if you have enough of those things that cause you anxiety, even if you're getting to the day to day, those things make you bad at email, and then they also cloud and disorganize your email inbox. So maybe there's another email that you should have gotten to that you haven't yet. Does that make sense?
That does.
And so that's what I'm struggling with, and I just want to bring light to it because I think people talk about email like you do, blocking and tackling, tactics. And if it were that simple for me, I would be good at email by now. But it's not that simple for me, which is why after 4 years, I'm still not good at it.
I think, yeah, I mean, the good news for anybody, I would say almost everybody, because everybody has this problem. And I had mentioned this in other episodes, but the front office costs of running the business haven't changed since 1985. And that's mostly attributed to
email not being effective.
I mean, email is amazingly ineffective unless it's used correctly. So, Cal Newton is the one that wrote that book, and it's
what book?
It's the book A World Without Email, and
Did it change your life?
No, because I'd already been doing everything pretty well. There are some takeaways from there that I got, but his was more of a philosophical take on how to make companies more effective by not using email. So if anything, it's a motivational tool to realize that, oh my God, email is really just a distraction.
Well, and okay, I do have two questions, and then I want to go through a few helpful tips to end the show. But so for you, with the email with the person asking to be part of a fund to invest in their business, would you respond to that email right away?
No.
What would you do?
You respond to any email that takes fewer than 2 minutes to finish right away. Because okay, if you open it, the touch point, it just knock it out. But no, so what I do in something like that that's kind of hard now, I deprioritize work on Fridays. I take something like that, I create a to-do out of it, because Gmail lets you do that. And then I set it for Friday, and then I'll take the time on Friday because I consider that more of a personal thing, personal finance thing, and I do it when that's appropriate. Now, before
I have a question about that. So you would move it out of your inbox into the to-do area.
Into the to-dos. Now they're the same thing. Yes. And then you get rid of it, and then when Friday comes, you click on it, it reopens it, and then you can address it. But that keeps your inbox clean because—
Yes, anytime, it would. That's actually a good idea.
Anytime your email gets below the bottom of your screen, if there's 50 or just one. So the idea is to kind of keep a manageable number.
So that would
psychologically
be like, I think that's 50 in
not 50 on the page. It's depends on the size of your screen, how many emails actually fit. Because if you have them all in a nice little tight spot, it looks good. You feel psychologically safe. But if you have emails that kind of dribble into the bottom of this below your screen, you just feel like it's full. That's just true.
Okay, so let's go into some of, because I do think that this is multi. There are still things like, yes, my procrastination and my emotions about the emails impact my email. I also could be more organized. So I want to talk about a few things in terms of organizational strategy, because I think it's not like there's one silver bullet for a problem like this. But guess how many times the average worker checks their email per day?
180.
You're too high. It's 74.
They check their email. Oh, just check it.
Just
okay.
Check their
not
email
number.
74.
Okay.
So obviously that's super ineffective. So
yeah,
we all, including me, need to get like disciplined enough to answer it at specific times a day. I feel like you do that.
I do that. Yeah. And that's just to make sure that what you don't want your email to be is an emergency response tool.
Right.
Because it's not. It was designed to be a communications tool, and we treat it differently than it was actually designed to be.
Okay, so the 4-hour work week guy, Tim Ferriss, who I like way
she
too
loves
much.
Him. Yeah,
I
way
like.
Too much.
I really hope I
way
meet him someday.
Much. I hope she doesn't.
He wrote that he only checks email twice a day. His email template that he has as his auto responses. Due to high workload, I'm currently checking and responding to email twice daily, 12 p.m., Eastern time or 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you require urgent assistance and you cannot wait till 12 or 4, please contact me via phone at yada, yada, yada. So I thought that was interesting. The other thing is that he uses an email blocker. So if you have like an addiction to email, you can like seriously make your email so you can't reach it except for those times, I guess, using an email blocker.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Then unsubscribe. So I think one of my issues is I'm such a passionate person. I read one article and I'm like, I love this writer. I love this person. They're my friend. I want to support them. And then I sign up for their email blast and then I don't unsubscribe soon enough. So I should just spend time unsubscribing.
I would spend like the time you would spend on your email, because it must be 30 or 40% of email is spam if you leave it alone. For those kinds of subscriptions, do it in your personal email, and you will be amazed at how rarely that information actually becomes something you read.
Yeah.
You know, because you always have the choice of going in and reading the New York Times list and stuff like that, but it's in your personal email, which you almost never get to because it's full of spam also. And is for work.
I like that. Okay, so then another thing I do, which is inefficient, is filter my emails. And a University of California study found that email technologies are now so good that filing emails into folders may actually make them harder to find. It also wastes more time of yours. Like it's just a waste. Don't do it.
I don't. What's that? I'm not familiar with that strategy. What do you
do? Like people put them in folders. Like you have like a
like you read it and then you move it over
into a folder.
Yeah.
So don't do that anymore.
Turn
you
it into
can
a to-do.
Tag it. They said tagging is helpful.
You can tag, but you also need to make a to-do and set up a rough time. Like
I kind of like that idea. Maybe I'll
works.
Try that.
Yeah.
And then the touch it once strategy is like, don't do what I do, where I read that email and I was like, oh, what do I want to do with this? Try to touch an email one time, because then you end up wasting time like reviewing it or whatever. And then if it takes a minute, reply to it right away. So those were the takeaways. But anyway, I'm curious if other people, I'm honestly curious if you're listening to this episode and you struggle with like your emotions.
I'm half tempted
around email or other things and it causes you to procrastinate. I'm really curious because I feel a little vulnerable. I wonder if other people feel this way.
I'm half tempted to put our email policy out there. I look in the notes to see if I did because I'm not totally sure I want to do that. But our email policy is pretty badass as a company. It's pretty badass. You should read it.
I should follow my own rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea. All right, that's a wrap. We'll see you next time on Bootstrappers. Saving time with email management is a game changer, but with our ultimate time-saving hack for entrepreneurs, you can reach peak performance for your business. Download the free PDF now, and the link is in the show notes.